Good morning, Frank.
Did you fight in the same boxing club?
Growing up in the community, Midland Boxing Club was a hub of activity for training in young boxers, and my dad was a coach there, Carl was a young fighter there, and I progressed through. Now, Carl was about 5 years my elder in terms of age, but certainly growing up, we would have been around that same club.
So it's going to be a great celebration tonight, not just for Belfast and Northern Ireland, but for his absolute roots, for Tigers Bay, for the area that he's originally from. It must be great pride when you're from the same street or the same club or the same vicinity.
Totally, and I mean, the stories going around North Belfast is people knowing Carl from way back, and you don't need to look too far, Frank, and you'll find people knowing Carl from here or there. He's still in North Belfast. He goes to Myola Chippy. He does the same things. He keeps in touch with his old mates. And he's just a normal fella who's done extraordinary things through sacrifices, hard work, determination, and, of course, natural given talent as well.
Yeah,
Carl was always a great talent as a fighter.
Got a perfect mix, as you say, and you've nailed it there. He's full of ability. He gives 100%. He's also just such a nice lad. I've been lucky enough to meet Carl a few times. He's just such a nice bloke.
Totally. And, I mean, if when you do meet him, any starstruck or any sort of nervousness that people may have, hearing his name now that it's up in lights would soon the quash, because he's just a normal guy from North Belfast, indeed Belfast, Northern Ireland, doing us proud, being a great ambassador, a great role model, not just in terms of sport, but bringing the whole community together. I mean, I don't know if many of the listeners are interested in boxing, but I would suggest that almost everybody knows who Carl Frampton is and his achievements, because they exceed the sport of boxing, and they do Northern Ireland wonders.
So what's lined up for this evening? City Hall, you don't need a ticket. You can pop along round about tea time. What's your advice as one of the organisers?
Our advice would be to get down early. At 4:30, we have boxing displays with very talented local boxers, people like Sean McComb, who's a European bronze medalist in boxing, people even like Michaela Walsh, who arguably should be at Rio at the Olympic Games. And the event starts at 6 o'clock, but we're expecting a big crowd. So my advice would be get down early, show your support for Carl and his achievements, and let's hope that we'll have many more nights like this to celebrate.
And when it comes to actually welcoming Carl onto the stage, I presume it's going to be a situation when the McGuigans are going to be there. Obviously, Carl will be there. He'll be introduced on stage by the compere. Will there be music, razzmatazz? Are there any add-ons?
We will be showing snippets from his last fight and previous fights as well, because we do want to tell the story of what he's achieved. He's had 23 fights, 23 wins, no defeats. And the people that he's defeated, like the last guy, Santa Cruz, over 2 weights, has defended the belt 12 times. So his achievements in terms of taking on these guys, having the boldness to take these guys on, and actually having the skill to defeat them, needs to be told. In addition to the Lord Mayor, who will be on stage, we'll also have representatives from the executive, who in partnership have certainly come on board to support this event. And I think, again, you know, it's just an opportunity for all of us, Carl's family, Carl's friends in the city, to just celebrate his achievements, and because they've been extraordinary. And to be quite honest, Frank, they're still to come. The best is yet to come for Carl Frampton. There's many more nights like this, hopefully, lined up, and we want to wish him all the best as well.
Yeah,
give
like
him
the
encouragement.
Totally. The next fight is supposed to be a purse of about 10 million for him. You think he'll still be eating out of the Myola chip shop?
I think he will, and I think his goal in life is to ensure that his children and his family are taken care of, and like every one of us, Frank, and I would suggest that he has not changed since the time that I've known him, from even his amateur days, growing up in Tigers Bay and in North Belfast, and he won't change. And you mentioned Barry McGuigan. I think, you know, people have to give credit to Barry, because Barry has taken this young lad from Tigers Bay, seen the potential, invested in him through his time, even money and energy, and his reputation, and certainly it's all paid off.
Yeah, it never went to Barry's head. It won't go to Carl's head either. And as I say, we're both lucky enough to have met the guys and to know the guys, and they are a credit to the country. Guy, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Good speaking to you, Frank.
That is Guy Spence, former Deputy Lord Mayor and, of course, a DUP councillor, one of the organisers of the event that is happening tonight. You can be there any time from 4:30 on, but certainly the main razzmatazz is between 6 and 7. 5,500 people expected at City Hall. You don't need a ticket. You can pop along. The earlier you get there, the closer you'll be to the podium.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In